A new flight from Juneau to Whitehorse is in the works, and a preview of musical headliners for the 50th Southeast Alaska State Fair. It's the KHNS News. I'm Daisha Eaton. Those stories and more up next. The Juneau Empire reports that Alaska Seaplanes will soon add a new flight from Juneau to Whitehorse. Alaska Seaplanes General Manager Carl Ramseth announced the flight Thursday. The flight will take approximately 45 minutes to travel the 169 miles to Whitehorse and will hold 9 passengers. The company is still working out the schedule, but it could mean flights to and from Whitehorse 3 days out of the week. A price has not yet been determined for the flight. The American Bald Eagle Foundation Raptor Center and Natural History Museum in Haines is inviting local people to come visit them while they train their eagles. Sydney Campbell is the Education and Development Manager at the center. She says the eagles, in particular, need to get used to crowds again before cruise ship season starts.
It's been a long, quiet winter, and the birds are all in winter mode. So what we'd really like to be doing is exposing them slowly but surely to audiences again so that they get used to performing for large crowds. So if any Haines locals are interested in coming in and seeing some training sessions, we could really use it in the eagles especially. They can always call us or they can drop by in the early afternoon and usually see something cool happening.
The Raptor Center is home to 3 bald eagles as well as 2 red-tailed hawks, a Eurasian eagle owl, an eastern screech owl, a peregrine falcon, and a Lanner-Saker hybrid falcon, as well as a merlin. The center is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Training takes place in the early afternoons. Visiting the center is free for Haines locals. Haines annual Earth Day events are coming up in April. Melissa Aronson, the chairperson for Haines Friends of Recycling, says the organization has a lot planned.
This year we're going to kick off our program on Friday, April 13th, with Bea Johnson coming to do a presentation. And she wrote the book Zero Waste Home. And then we're going to have an online challenge on reducing the waste in your home using the themes from Bea's book. And then we're going to follow that up with a marine debris cleanup and kicking off the community cleanup.
The online Zero Waste Challenge runs April 16th through the 20th. The marine debris cleanup will run April 14th through the 20th. Presentations are also scheduled at the Senior Center on April 21st. And Aronson says they're hoping for an update from the Haines Borough on the solid waste plan. For more information about Haines Earth Day events, you can check out the Haines Friends of Recycling website and their Facebook page. Earth Day is April 22nd. Swing, funk, rock, and a circus act will take the stage at the Southeast Alaska State Fair this summer. Entertainment coordinator Scott Ramsey has a rundown of what's coming up for the fair's 50th year.
Youth Orchestra is a 6-piece funk band out of Colorado. And they're super fun, really technical, but really good-hearted people, so I think it'll get people moving. The McDades. Extremely excited about the McDades. They've kind of got this Celtic world flair. Anahea brings the island flair. The Hawaiian island flair to Haines. Darkness, letting go is the hardest. All we have is love to give. Love is why we're meant to live. she does play ukulele, but they've, you know, they just got that island vibe, you know, kind of nice swaying music. Stonefed came to us as a recommendation from several locals. They're from Moab. So, you know, there's a lot of Moab Haynes connections, and they're, you know, rock and roll. Hook, line, and sinker. Drop me in the water, let the fish nibble on my toes. And now I take flight into the dark black night, and dangling from the treetops, I can feel the warm wind blow. They got me loose now, and get my feet back on the ground. Bury me in the sand on the beach where it never snows. You strike the match, light the fuse. Flame is burning blue, make the fire big and have to warm my soul. Oh, that snowflakes fall, forming a puzzle in my vision. Ron Artis. The second. Ron is an incredible guitar player, and he is going to mix up his kind of blues virtuoso guitar playing. We wanted to do something special for the 50th, and so one of those things was kind of more of the circus flair, and so there's going to be multiple artists walking around during the festival. 2 30-minute performances like we've done in the past, kind of this kinetic act, both Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday night, they're closing down with a dance party, a circus dance party. So we get their swing on, they get their island on, they get their funk on, they get their rock on, they get their Celtic, and then they get their tribal, and then a circus.
That was Southeast Alaska State Fair Entertainment Coordinator Scott Ramsey with an overview of the musical headliners. The fair is July 26th through the 29th. For KHNS News, I'm Daisha Eaton. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening. Have a great weekend.